This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we're thanking God for wisdom, wisdom to know that the laws of God is the Word of God. And thanking God for a new life in God. I'm thanking God for walking upright. It's according to the teaching that we receive here. And I'm thanking God for our great pastor who brings to us the scriptures of truth. And I'm thanking God for teaching, for knowledge to know what it means to be saved. And thanking God for our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste. To our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. So much controversy about God's word. But I want to go back to the scripture, God is not a man that he should lie. We're going to talk about his word, how sure it is. Before we get into that thought, choir is going to sing the firstborn. Choir.
Yeah.
God for our brother Richard, the choir, firstborn. Thank God. Another Sabbath day, glad to be with all of those who are viewing and listening to this broadcast. Deacon Debbie?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write in, mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now, our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We are here because God have opened up this door of utterance to our great Bishop Barfield and our great Bishop Philip and our great Bishop Dorothy. They're going on. They're with the Lord, and we are with them in spirit. Yes. Their works do follow them. Yes. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Now, to really understand what I'm bringing, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, "Keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people." I believe that. I was taught that in 1975, and I believe it, and I've been following that precept ever since. You have to be a commandment keeper in order to understand God and His Word, because keeping them is like unto glasses. You cannot see without keeping the commandments. Let's go to Numbers 23 and 19. So much controversy about God's Word. But if you don't believe Him at His Word, your understanding will not come out right. Every word of God is sure. You just have to have understanding of what God is saying. You cannot get that without keeping God's commandments. And as you strive to keep God's word, His commandments, His law, understanding comes forth. Because it's going forth is as the morning. The morning, the sun is rising. And that means light is getting brighter and brighter as the noonday approaches. And that's the way knowledge is. It's going forth is as the morning. As you follow on, then shall ye know to, if you go on to follow the Lord, you shall know Him. Again, Numbers 23 and 19, what does it say?
God is not a man.
God is not a man.
That He should lie.
That He should lie. That means men should lie. We'll explore that. Mm-hmm. Men should lie. Go ahead.
All right. Neither the Son of Man, that He should repent.
And men should repent. Yes. Why? Because they're liars.
Yes, Pastor. All
right. Born liars. That's true. Right. We were born to transgress God's word. We came into this life with that mindset. But God is not a man that He should lie, neither the Son of Man that He should repent. What?
Hath He said, and shall He not do it?
Hmm?
Or hath He spoken, and shall He not make it
so
good?
That means every one of God's promises are sure. That means God's word cannot change. Now, the Lord said the scripture cannot be broken. The word is in the scripture. So if the scripture can't be broken, you cannot break God's word.
Right.
You can't change it. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to St. John 2 mm-hmm. and 23.
All right, that's it.
And I think that, you know, all we that say we love the Lord and follow the Lord, we should remember God's word is true and is sure. You cannot change it. So we can't make up something and say, well, we just think it's like this because this is a new day and time. It's not like that. If you cannot get a witness in the scripture, then your understanding is false. St. John 2 and 23, what does it say?
Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did.
That's what miracles do. They make you believe. It's something that gets your attention. But we have to be sure about why the Lord is here. He come to save his people from sin. God used miracles to show the people to get their attention. Once he got their attention, he was able to give them the word. Read.
But Jesus did not commit himself unto them because he knew all men.
Even though they gave him attention because of the miracles, he knew all men. All men are sinners. And he knew that. Yes. He also knew that men come into this life with a carnal mind. Read.
And needed not that any should testify of man.
What?
For he knew what was in man.
He knew what was in man. In other words, when you come into this life, there's something in you, and God don't need you to, you'd explain that to him. He knows all men. And when you have the mind of God, so do you. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Romans 5.
All right.
5 and 12, because he knew all men, and he knew what was in man. What's in man is a secret. Most people think that God is in me. Well, it is. It's a small one. But he's there. It's the small one. Mm-hmm. All right? And don't capitalize that.
All right, Pastor.
Romans 5 and 12, what does it say?
Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world.
Now, one man, sin entered into the world, mm-hmm, by this one man. Now, remember what the Lord said. It's not what defiles the man. It's not what goes into man. It's what comes out. Yes. So there was something that came out of Adam that defiled him. One man, he let sin enter. So you can't let sin enter into the world. It's coming out of you.
All right.
The transgression. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world. What?
And
now, listen now. It's not talking about sin entering into him. But by him, because it came by him, it entered into the world, his action. And it was because of what was in him. The sin that was in him caused him to portray what was in him. And it entered into the world. What?
And death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned.
So he knew what was in man. And God was not a man that he should lie. Man should lie. Now you say, well, I'm not a liar. If you offend in one point, you're still a liar.
Yes.
If you're a person like to steal, you're still a liar. If you're a person that got gossip before God, you're still a liar. Just like if you won, you're a coveter and all the rest. Because if you offend in one point, you're guilty of them all.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now, a carnal mind can't understand it, but if you take on the mind of Christ, like he said, if you offend in one point, you're guilty of them all, you got the revelation.
All right.
You just got to believe it. But these people, these carnal minds, but God is not like that. He's so great, he's not like that. Well, he said the very hairs of your head are numbered.
Yes.
And every idle word, not poignant word, but every idle word, you shall be held accountable of.
Yes.
He's not a man that he should lie.
That's right.
So he must be sure about what he's saying. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
For until the law, sin was in the world.
So wait a minute, what it's saying is, until the law came, sin was in there. Mm-hmm. Sin was in the world. Who do you think he's talking about? He's talking about Adam. It was in there until the law came. But once the law came, like Paul said, the law came, sin revived, not died. It's like today, you go to some of these countries, don't have laws. But if you bring laws in, now you can bring out what's being done wrong. Because without the law, there is no wrong. Wherefore, until the law, sin was in the world. Mm-hmm. What?
But sin is not imputed when there is no law.
That's why the devil is trying to take the law out of the minds of those that say they're called by his name from way back.
Right, exactly.
What he's replaced that law with and the commandments with is the name Jesus. And put in your mind to see a picture when it says Jesus, not the word, because he don't want you to look at that. Take that out your mind. And that's why most people feel like, well, I haven't sinned. He died for my sins. And it's all slate is clean. We ain't got to do that law no more. Well, if you have to do it, then you don't have no transgression.
Right.
That means everybody's perfect. Because you don't have no transgression because the law's done away with. Because that's what it says. Yes. Where? Mm-hmm. But sin is not imputed mm-hmm. when there is no law. Mm-hmm. So the devil wasn't sinning because there was no law. Adam wasn't sinning because there was no law. But as soon as he gave the law,
right. Yes, Pastor.
You know what I mean? Because of the transgression he is, he went after
yes.
to disobey God. Mm-hmm. Adam didn't have any sense to didn't realize they got caught up in the devil's deceit by deceiving them by planting the seed. And they did what was in them to transgress. Remember how Paul said, it was sin in me that did transgression. Even though he had a will to obey God. They had a mind to obey God. They heard what God said, but that seed was planted so strong, they had to yield to the devil because the devil had something in him.
All right. Yes, Pastor.
Yes, Pastor.
His spirit.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. He has something to work with. Yes. Isn't that beautiful? Now, if you don't believe that, you can text or, you know, that's another story.
All right, Pastor.
But God is not a man that he should lie.
All right.
This is what the scripture is telling you.
All right, Pastor.
For until the law, sin was in the world, mm-hmm. but sin is not imputed. What?
When there is no law.
What?
Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam
to
Moses.
Words, so death was reigning. Even if you didn't eat of that tree, because remember the tree is not there anymore. They can't get in and eat the tree. But there's still rain.
Mm-hmm.
Even over those that didn't eat of the tree, because that's what was in them.
That's what, yes.
Sin was in them. And all the scriptures telling you by and by, once they were born in sin. Not, and it was because he allowed to get into the world. But again, the secret is, it's in the world when you're born.
Yes.
And sooner or later, what you're going to do, you're going to do something against it, whether you think in your mind.
Right.
Y'all saw Spanky in our gang, right?
Yes. Yes.
Spanky was in the he
crib.
Was a babe in the arms of a mother.
Yes, Pastor.
And Spanky looked up and boop, popped
yes,
somebody with his fist.
He did, Pastor.
If that ain't the devil, I don't know what it is. Why would God do that?
He did, boop. Pastor.
Why would God do that?
He did.
But is because the Lord said, from youth, man's youth, the imagination of his heart is evil continually. Evil. Because they're born in sin.
All right,
it just may come out in different ways. You know, one kick and scream, the other one trying to steal something.
Right.
You know, that's what it said. All right. Let's go to, did you read the 14th verse? Nevertheless, read.
Death reigned from Adam to Moses.
What?
Even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's
it
transgression.
It wasn't after the same similitude, similar. It didn't have to be similar because sin was there. They still sin
yes,
because
yes.
they were in them.
Yes.
And remember, like I said again, the law was there because he said, thou shalt not eat of the tree, right? But
right.
remember,
right.
now you ain't got to eat the tree because it's cut off.
Yes.
So you ain't got to go in there.
Yes, Pastor. Yes, Pastor. Beautiful.
But sin was in them.
Yes, Pastor.
Yes.
Because every child after Adam was born in sin, then be born again because he allowed to come into the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's really a secret telling you it's really in the world that's coming.
Yeah.
Everybody's born into it.
Yes, that's right.
It don't matter who activated it, it's still everybody born in it, yeah. right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Let's let's go
yes,
to 1 Corinthians 2 and 14. Let's okay. go there.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
So I believe God. I believe the report.
Yes, Pastor.
That's the Holy Ghost is telling you that until the law, sin was in the world.
Right. Yes, Pastor.
So it's the same thing today. Until they hear about somebody never heard about the law of Moses, still sin is in there. It's in the world. But when you speak about it, only thing they do is illuminates it. Show you, now that's where it is. And they don't want that. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
To know that. 1 Corinthians 2 and 14, what does it say?
But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God.
So this is what happens when you bring the knowledge, especially you bring God's law, that natural man don't want to hear that. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. These are the things.
Yes.
See, they don't have no problem when you say that the things of God is love. They say, well, bring it on. Bring that love. I'm full of love. But when you said, well, now, how about them gods?
Right, Pastor.
They said, what you talking about? Mm-hmm. Well, let me name them. And when you start naming, say, you know what, y'all? What y'all in?
Right.
Right,
Pastor.
Knowledge.
That's right.
See, it's not just generalization. Now that's love. That's all we do is just love. But you never spell out what the love is, because when you start checking them off, all them lives start falling like dead flies. Because they fail all the tests of the love.
That's right.
Right.
Yes, Pastor. For they are foolishness
what?
Unto him.
What?
Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
They can't. Because if you don't have a mind to keep God's commandments, you're not spiritually born. Mm-hmm. You haven't been quickened. If you don't have that mind to yield to God, you're not spiritually born. So you can't know. To know is to do. Mm-hmm. And once you do, then you begin to see God. Once you begin to obey God. It's like unto the prodigal son. When that prodigal son was heading back, God heard him and was meeting him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, when you're striving to obey God, then understanding opens up. It just opens up.
Yeah.
But it ain't gonna open up unless you got a mind to obey. That's why you gotta say, now, what you believe? Do you believe so and so? Let me ask you a question, Sister Josie. You believe in the great white throne? I gotta do that.
Right.
Your actions show what you believe.
Right.
Your actions show that.
Yes.
And by, what you do is your actions show what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
We won't go too much deeper into that right now. Read.
But he that is spiritual judges all things.
What?
Yet he himself is judged of no man.
What?
For who hath known the mind of the
who?
Lord?
Somebody got to know the mind of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
One thing to know about the mind of the Lord, he's not a man that God don't lie.
That's right.
All of God's words are sure. So if it's not, that means maybe Jesus didn't come. But now if he did, it's got to be the way he came. The way they said he's coming, or it's not true.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be sure. So, well, he came, but it wasn't like what they said. It wasn't 3 days, it was 2.5 days.
Mm.
It don't work like that. It either is or not.
Right.
And if he was in the heart of 3 days and 3 nights, that prophecy didn't change. God's word is prophecy. That don't change either. So that means to remember the Sabbath day is yet viable, and living holy is yet viable. It's yet doable.
Yes.
But they said you couldn't do that. That's the devil. That's the trick.
Yes.
Who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him what?
But we have the mind of Christ.
We have the mind of Christ.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Psalms 103.
All right, Pastor.
We got the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And if you tell somebody that don't keep God's commandments, they say, no, you don't.
All right, Pastor.
Well, so I expect that to come from you because you ain't a commandment keeper.
Right.
Why would you ask somebody don't keep God's commandments and say, do you know the Lord? Why would you ask them that? If you don't keep God's commandments, I know you don't know the Lord, because Scripture is just true. God's not a man that he should lie.
All right, Pastor.
He said, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar.
That's right.
God is not a man that should lie. I believe the scripture above what someone's thinking and saying, or what somebody passed down through tradition.
That's right.
Scripture is right, because God inspires the scripture. It's true. Isn't that beautiful? Psalms 103 and 7, what does it say?
He made known his ways unto Moses,
mm-hmm.
his acts unto the children of Israel.
So in order to know the mind of the Lord, somebody's got to be made known his mind. So, well, Jesus, he gave us the way, the truth, and the life. It didn't change from Moses. He got it from Moses, because he gave it to Moses.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
When he stood before Pilate, he said, I come to bear witness of the truth. Truth was here before he got here.
Yes.
He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. So that means he's the word, right? That means he is the law. Thy law is truth. Well, he's the law.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And when we obey Jesus, well, Jesus can be read very distinctively when you read all 10 precepts. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read the 11th verse. What does it say?
For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him.
But wait a minute. Those that fear him, the scripture says, hear the conclusion of the whole matter, fear God and keep his commandments. That's the whole duty of man. So he's talking about those that fear him, to my commandment keepers. God's not lying. It's true. It's to them that fear him. He's not talking about somebody just scared of the thunder or tornadoes that God created. But God is not necessarily sending them our way. But if you believe he is, fine. But that's not the fear God is talking about. He's talking about fearing his word.
Beautiful.
Fearing his way. Fearing his spirit.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Read the 13th verse. What does it say?
Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear
so
him.
So it's about those that fear him, keep his commandments. Isn't that beautiful? 17th verse. What does it say?
But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him.
No, it's targeted. This is not upon anybody just repent. It's not talking about that. It's upon them
that
fear him. What?
And his righteousness unto children's children.
And what is it to? What?
To such as keep his
covenant. Oh, there in that direction. That's the way. It's to those that keep his covenant. I believe his covenant is called the 10 precepts.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the word.
Yes.
It's called the law.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Divine. It's called the royal law.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful? So to such as keep his covenant. So if you're not a covenant, a commandment keeper, this mercy is not to you.
All right, Pastor.
Everlasting to ever upon them that fear him and his righteousness
unto children's
children, to such as keep his covenant. What?
And to those that remember his commandments.
Oh, there it is. Remember.
All right. Beautiful.
Now, the scripture says, he that is born of God does not commit sin because his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. He remembers.
Beautiful.
And when God comes to stir up one's remembers, it's there to stir up.
Yes.
Knowledge. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read it again.
To such as keep his covenant and to those that remember his commandments to do them.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
18th verse, you read that?
Yes.
Read the 20th verse.
Mm-hmm. Bless the Lord, yea, his angels.
Bless the Lord, ye.
Ye, excuse me, his angels.
What?
That excel in strength. That do his commandments.
What?
Hearkening unto the voice of his word.
I believe God.
Beautiful.
Why would God say that and the preacher say no one could keep those commandments? But he's saying here, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength.
Beautiful.
That do his commandments. He also said,
beautiful.
Blessed are they that keep his commandments. For they have a right to the tree of life. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
He also said, think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. I come not to destroy, but to fulfill.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Those that do and teach shall be called great.
So
why would God call you great if you cannot do it and teach it?
Beautiful.
Lying preachers. God is not a man that he should lie. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's read Deuteronomy 8 and 3. Let's
go
there. I know time is far spent, but
beautiful.
You stay with us. Find out what that podcast is. And podcast with us. Deuteronomy 8 and 3, what does it say?
And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger.
What?
And fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not.
What?
Neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that
what?
Man doth not live
That's
by bread only.
That's one of the greatest lessons that God wants.
Beautiful.
Those that say they're called by his name to understand.
That's beautiful. Yes.
That man, that he might make thee know.
That man doth not live by bread only.
What?
But by every word that
Wait a minute. Every word. So if you live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, one of them is, thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Yes.
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. We got to live by that.
Yes, Lord. Beautiful.
Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. We got to live by that. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. So what day is the Sabbath? What the Lord say? Six days shalt thou labor do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. Now, it might not be of you. And you might be keeping it saying, I'm keeping it in remembrance of the Lord, but that ain't his day. Seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thy son, and it goes on and on. He rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and
hallowed it.
Beautiful. Sunday is not hallowed and it's not blessed. Beautiful. God is not a man that he should lie. Mm-hmm. It's not about a day. We're not here harboring and harping on the seventh day. It's the 10 precepts. Because if you're guilty of one, you're guilty of them all. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Psalms 111 and 7. Let's go there.
Beautiful.
I don't know how we're doing on this time, but that's not a problem. We can continue. Psalms 111 and
7.
7.
The works of his hands are verity and judgment.
Mm-hmm.
All his commandments are sure.
All of them are sure.
Beautiful.
God did not make a mistake. So now you know what? I forgot. I'm going to take on flesh and come like a son. And I know the people are going to love me. And they're going to want to change that day because I rose on Sunday. Well, he can't say that because he didn't rise on Sunday. So God wouldn't say that. No. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy is what God wants us to do. Because even Jesus, he remembered the Sabbath day to keep it holy. If you want to know how that works, you call right
now. You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write in, mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now, our pastor.